Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Sean Yost, a contributing writer for the Afro in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
You've been talking recently with Delegate Aisha Braveboy from Prince George's County,
25th District,
who wants to run or who is running for Attorney General of Maryland, and she's also the chairwoman or the chair?
Chairperson of the Black Caucus, the Legislative Black Caucus this time around for this session.
With a pretty ambitious agenda.
Exactly.
What's on the agenda?
They want to address parity of HBCUs in Maryland.
In terms of funding?
In terms of funding in the wake of the decision that said that the state has been discriminating historically against HBCUs as far as funding, as far as programs is concerned. They want to deal with that issue. Another big issue on their agenda is the lack of diversity from their perspective within the ranks of the state police department.
Do you have any idea why it's dropping off?
Well, according to the people that I talked to, one was the president of the State Troopers Coalition. He said there is an agenda for diversity, but it's just not being practiced. It's just not being put into place. And he spoke about some of the politics within the leadership of the state police being more right-leaning. So that was part of it.
What do you think she plans to do to get it addressed?
I don't know if they want to specifically introduce legislation, but I do suspect that there are going to be hearings and perhaps even a task force developed to try to examine the issue and to offer some suggestions for solutions.
I mean, this is a fairly powerful group down there, and I mean, their agenda matters.
One of the things that Tyrone Power says—
He's the professor at
Anne Arundel College. Yeah, criminal justice professor, but also a former state trooper and FBI agent. And one of the things that he said was that when he was recruited, state troopers, two black state troopers literally recruited him directly. When he left the state troopers, he said black FBI agents recruited him directly. He says that's not happening as much, nearly as much now as it did back in the 80s.
So his suggestion is that if they're really serious about it, there's a way to do it, and they're not doing that.
Absolutely true. The other suggestion he had that I thought was interesting was that he thought that if you approached criminal justice professors like him and asked them to identify criminal justice students, obviously they would have an interest in law enforcement, and therefore they would be good candidates for these agencies.
What do you think about her candidacy?
It's interesting. There was a forum she participated in with the other candidates. I think there are four total, all Democrats. No Republicans have announced as of yet. And she said one of the major issues that she would focus on is the issue of mass incarceration. She said it's a huge issue in our country, period, and of course in the black community and communities of color.
But that's where the black representation is way above its representation in the population.
That certainly is true.
So we'll see what happens with that issue and with her. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Fraser.
For Sean Yost, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.